Teddy was very quick with the ball. He's very assertive.
And Bridgewater slings it over the middle, breaking tackles and picking up that first down is Kyle Rudolph.
You know, he and I are both lamenting him missing the one throw that probably would have been a touchdown to Mike Wallace. You know, he just got greedy and looked for the tight end first. But I thought he was very sharp, had great pocket presence last year, and I think it's improved. And our offensive line did a great job protecting him.
Is Teddy getting greedy actually something you would like to see more of off last year?
No. You know, Teddy, over that last six or seven games, was second in the league in average yards per attempt.
Caught! Touchdown!
And we've always been high in that category, and we've always spread the ball to the backs and the tight ends. And I'm not a fantasy football guy. I don't care where the ball goes. I don't care if it's a 3-yard completion, 8-yard completion, 18-yard completion. If we're completing the ball and making progress up the field, good things happen.
You seem to treat Teddy Bridgewater like he's your son. Your analysis of Teddy matters the most, right?
I think I said this, and it's not me. It's Coach Zimmer. It's Scott Turner. Our evaluation is the one that matters. And we have a system that's been tested and proven over time. If I had listened to people in year two in Dallas and they said, why doesn't Troy throw the ball up the field more? You know, he might not have been the player he is. You gotta play the game. And, you know, Troy's was always high in the average per attempt, which is big. Teddy will be, and Teddy will be a high completion percentage guy, and a lot of our players will be involved in the passing game. I think we've got more guys that can make big plays, and everyone thinks the ball has to go up the field. My favorite play of the game the other night was the quick swing pass to Jerry.
And pass out in the flat, caught by McKinnon, slips a tackle, stays inbounds, picks up the first down.
You know, we're out here in practice, and a guy taps you on the hip doesn't necessarily mean you only gain 2 yards. And when you go to games, it's called tackle football. The reason Jarek's on this team is because one-on-one guys shouldn't tackle him. He did what he's supposed to do, made the guy miss, and made a really physical play. That 15-yard gain is just as satisfying to me as throwing a 15-yard comeback to a wide receiver.
What excites you most about the Mike Wallace threat when we get to the regular season?
One, two, three.
What up? He's so smart, and he's a versatile guy. You know, he should have had a touchdown the other night in the red zone if Teddy throws it to him right now. You watch the play from the end zone, and he's got a clear path to the front pylon, and I think he's going to give people fits. You know, we want him to be a vertical guy, but some of that stuff, crossing routes and coming underneath the backfield like he did and throwing him the ball in the flat, those are hard to cover, and he's got the speed to do it.
Outside of Adrian, you played all of your ones in the Hall of Fame game, you and Coach Zimmer. What is your stance on playing your best players super early in the preseason, in a day and age where there no longer are two-a-days at training camp?
Teddy Bridgewater on the carry.
My stance is Coach Zimmer's stance. And, you know, he asks my opinion, I give it to him, and then, you know, we make decisions together. He makes final decisions. And, you know, we felt with our youth and what we're trying to get done on offense, if those guys got to play, you know, 10, 12 plays, which they did, that they would be good for him. And then we can build on that. And he hasn't set the number. I hope it's twice as many. Because that's what you'd normally do in the first preseason game. And, you know, if we get the number of reps we want, we should be in a position to press those guys in the last game. And that's where you're concerned about injuries, because a guy can have an injury in week one and be back in 2 weeks. He has an injury in week five in the preseason, he's probably going to miss the opener.
I know you had Adrian in training camp last year and the preseason, even though he didn't play in the St. Louis game. But now having Adrian this year with Mike Wallace and Bridgewater in his second year, and we can even put rookie tight end Mycole Pruitt into the mix. It looks like he's going to play along with Kyle Rudolph. What's the best way to use Adrian in this offense?
Well, I think the number one thing is there's certain plays he runs extremely well. Since he's been with the Vikings, he's been very successful. We need to run those plays.
And he's loose!
A 60-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson.
First down, Jets Cowboys to the end zone!
Oh, my heaven.
Touchdown!
He's really good at him. Our line's good at him. And then I think we've found some things that he likes and some things we can do that involve some of the people we're talking about and spreading the field a little bit more, giving them more space. So, you know, we're kind of a work in progress trying to find the right match for those two things.
Play action, deep drop, Kafka, passes left man, wide open, caught Michael Pruitt. 15-10-5, touchdown. Touchdown, Vikings. Kafka to the rookie, Michael Pruitt.
That rookie from Southern Illinois, the tight end Michael Pruitt, he checked in early in the game, and he also caught a touchdown, I believe it was in the second quarter. What do you like about Michael Pruitt?
He's a very natural football player. He's shown us he can be physical in his blocking. He's obviously shown us he can run and catch. He's made great strides since we got him here in May. And I think he's going to be really an outstanding player, and I think he can be an outstanding player for a long time.
Stephon Diggs, great punt return, good kick. This is a rookie.
There has been a star in the Minnesota Vikings camp so far. It is Stephon Diggs.
What about rookie Stephon Diggs? How quickly does it come to him?
He's really been outstanding in practices. He kind of got so hyped up and excited, and he's not the first guy I've ever seen it. He had a couple missed reads in the passing game and some things he's not used to doing, and I think it was because he was so excited just to be with the Minnesota Vikings, playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, playing in the Hall of Fame game, starting his career, and that's what you want. I'd rather have that than a guy that's sleepwalking and doesn't have that energy, and he's shown us in this camp what he's capable of doing, and you know, we just need to keep working to get him comfortable so when it happens real fast, he makes the right adjustments.
How fluid was quarterback Taylor Heinicke, the undrafted rookie from Old Dominion? 7 of 10, 51 yards, played the entire second half.
Yeah, he played really well under some real duress. That's what we liked about him in college. He had a guy completely free in his face. He hit his seventh step and threw the ball to Adam. He threw a 15-yard out, wide side of the field, and he got hit pretty darn good, got leveled. The guy landed on top of him. He got up and just kept playing, and that's a great throw with no pressure. It's really a great throw with someone hitting you in the face. So, you know, he was in there with some guys that weren't as efficient in protection, and I thought he handled it really well. I'm anxious to continue seeing him play.